Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. I mean, you might as well be saying your name followed by "and I'm an alcoholic." The way that sounded, that was very, it was almost like dramatic. And we've had some dramatic and fun shows of late, shows where, you know, people are too drunk or too high or too skanky, and it's always great to be back here in the loving arms of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles. That's right. You guys are here. You're supporting this thing that refuses to end. Like, when's a good time to stop? Like, movies are just gonna keep going. It's Tuesday, June 25th, I think, 2019. I'm pretty sure. And I just got back from New York, where the name tag game is super strong. So, you know, you guys have that to contend with or be compared to. What do you think? What do we have tonight? Do we have at least four? We've got four guests. Look at that over there. Okay. All right. It's not the, you know, overwhelming scene that it can be in other cities. But you guys are, you know what you're doing? You're not fucking up a lot of trees. You know, you're just you're coming to the show and enjoying it. You don't have to make a big old poster. Where's the, somebody came in from Lithuania, or was that last night? I think that was last night. Oops. Shout out, dug out to the Lithuanians that were at the Gramercy Theater last night. But thank you guys, and good luck being chosen this evening. Doug plugs, this Saturday, that'd be June 29th. Doug Loves Movies returns to the Improv in Pittsburgh at 2 p.m. It's a 2 p.m. show, you guys. So, yeah, if you're thinking about flying out for it, it'll be hard to make it. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies will be part of the Del Close Marathon that is happening this weekend, all weekend long, at the UCB Theaters in Los Angeles. It's the first time they've done the Del Close Marathon in L.A., and I'll be over at the UCB Sunset this Sunday at 4:20. And I think you guys will be super impressed with my guests tonight and also on Sunday. Like, if you like what you see tonight, come on Sunday. It's not going to be the same people. I'm not pulling that dumb joke. Oh, that would be funny to do. And I'm doing stand-up at the Funny Bone in Dayton, Ohio, on Wednesday, July 3rd. Celebrate 4th of July Eve with me, Dayton. Come on. It's been a few years. Had a great time doing a musicals episode of Doug Loves Movies last night in New York City. And I want to give dugouts to all the Broadway stars who couldn't make it but said they'd come if it was just any other day but last night. John Lithgow, Alex Brightman, Laura Benanti, Megan Hilty, Will Brill, Mark McClure, Rob McClure. Who's Mark McClure? Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah, he responded in a tweet. He said, "Never stop asking." And that to me sounds like he's never going to stop saying no. But I'm going to hit them all up to appear on the 12 guest episode in New York, or if I hear any of them are out here in Los Angeles, because I don't know if you guys know this, but Doug loves musicals. And we've already got tickets on sale for the New York 12 Guests of Christmas on Sunday, December 1st at 8 o'clock. So snap those up. That will sell out. We might only do one there this year. We've been doing too many of those, I think. It's my professional opinion. I'm going to talk about what's in the prize bag along with my guests and what they brought for theirs, because I'm so anxious to get them out here. Please give it up, everybody, for Dave Foley, Arden Meerin, Gianni Paolo, and Matt Besser. Hot group.
Hey, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo. People are fired up. I've got
We
got three oldbies and one newbie to the show today.
That'd be me.
And let's say hello to everybody. First time ever at Doug Loves Movies is Gianni Paolo.
Yes.
Gianni. Did I say that? Paolo.
Paolo.
Oh, for reals?
Everyone butchers it.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's quite a challenge. Paolo. Got it.
A little bit.
Okay. All right, Gianni. Star of, have you guys seen Ma? This guy,
nice.
One guy saw yes. Ma. Got one woke individual in this crowd. Everyone else is like, I don't want to see the scary black lady.
Oh, I thought you meant when we popped out. We've all seen Ma at some point.
Are you sitting behind me?
Sorry, Doug. That's where the jokes like
Scooch
that come from.
Scooch down, everybody. I'll just move the table. That worked out great.
I would have seen it, but my family went to see it without me, and I'm still bitter. So...
Oh, dog.
I'll send you a DVD.
Yeah. All right.
Did they give you a review of it that you could repeat?
Well, I got home from being on the road and said, "Hey, let's go see Ma." And they all went silent and eventually admitted that they went to see it like as soon as I left town. I have a shit family.
Fuck your family.
I know.
Yeah, that is pretty bullshit.
What do you play in Ma?
I play Chaz. I play one of the high schoolers at parties at Ma's house. I look like a Chaz too, don't I, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that I knew that was going to get a laugh because I do. It just sucks.
Yeah, I used to look like a Chaz. Now I look like a Mr. Humphreys.
Yeah.
Gianni Humphreys. But yeah, Gianni, that's, that's pretty smooth name right there.
Yeah.
People think
I have an accent, but...
sounds like a fancy Johnny to me.
I thought I was ticking a racial box by having you on the show. I thought you were going to be extremely ethnic.
I could not be more white.
I have to ask, though, is fancy Johnny, that's an old-timey term for gay people, isn't it?
He's a real fancy Johnny.
that fella's a fancy Johnny, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's what I meant.
From the waist down, don't you know?
He's got a monocle on the end of his dick.
Okay, there it is.
Well,
no need to continue.
Thank you.
It's Arden Meerin, everybody.
Hi. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You going skiing on a farm?
I'm going skiing on a farm.
You going corn skiing?
You know it. I got to go look for those fancy Johnnies. Like, get off of my farm. farm. I run a homophobic farm, guys.
But it's organic. It's organic.
It's organic. Cool. It's organic. Yeah. It's like woke
cancels
but not.
Out. Yeah.
So woke but sleeping.
Oh, but yeah, there's so many farms, though, with the whole gay pride thing outside. Yeah. It's very welcoming. Yeah.
True story.
To that community. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Arden? What have you been up to?
I just finished shooting season 2 of Insatiable.
Season 2, y'all! Ah! Wah, wah.
I just got back. I've been in Atlanta. A lot of good food in Atlanta. I don't know.
Yeah,
That's your review of Atlanta?
I don't really know.
That's why Georgia was just in the news.
Yeah, all the good treats.
The food.
They were thinking about not allowing half of the population to have some of that good food.
Yeah, true story. Yeah, that's where I've been. I just go wherever it's a hotbed of controversy. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is studios are threatening to stop filming in Atlanta.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And they'll do that when the Avengers stop being a thing.
Yeah.
Because that's their place.
You guys are doing season 3 in North Korea, right?
Kim Jong-un loves Insatiable. Big fan. He loves teen beauty pageants. Mm. Loves it.
I hear he's a fancy Johnny, too.
Fancy Johnny, don't kill me. Please don't kill me. Because I know he's a big fan of this podcast. You don't know. Apparently he likes pop culture.
You know, I think he listens ever since Seth Rogen was on. Mm-hmm. Also joining us, another regular on the program, I'm proud to say, it's Dave Foley, everybody.
Yay!
Was I not supposed to chime in until now? Or I forget the rules.
You know how that goes.
This is in your shame hole.
I'm not Jimmy Pardo. You can talk until that part. That's why Mark Maron records that part with the person not even there. The guest isn't around, so he can talk for as long as he wants before he introduces his guest. Yeah. But what are you up to? What's going on?
What am I? Not much.
You got your own podcast with the unmentionable title.
If you're looking it up, it's Don't Say with Paul and Dave. Mm-hmm. And if you're actually listening to it, it's Don't Say Cunt with Paul and Dave. And it's a show where we provide a 45-minute gap in your day when you can be assured that you won't hear the word cunt.
God.
But on this show, you know, I welcome cunt plugs right away.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Right out of the lunchbox.
Cut plugs is our sole advertiser.
I remember when I was 13 and my mom gave me my first cunt plug.
That's always a tender moment between mother and daughter.
Moment. Yeah, it was so sweet. It was like, wow, it's really happening.
But I've been out touring with the Whose Line Is It Anyway guys. Mm-hmm. Some of those guys out touring with those guys.
That's super fun,
a show
fun,
called
right?
Who's Live Anyway.
May I say you have a nice head of hair without sounding creepy?
Thank you. I didn't think it sounded creepy at all until you said that it might be creepy.
No, I didn't want to be
or try it again and sound creepy.
You got
nice
a really,
hair.
You got a really nice Wow, you got a nice head of hair. I'd like to touch it. Can I touch it? No, you got a nice head of hair.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She meant pubic hair. That's why it's creepy, folks.
It's a podcast. He's pantsless.
Yeah.
Huge bush. Sorry, gross tonight. Gross tonight. I'm sorry. Yeah. So sorry. Very blue.
Very I'll be 70s bush.
You look like you'd have a white-haired bush.
Not
with
it's
a monocle.
Getting there. It's getting there. Yeah. It's getting there. It's in transition.
Does the silverware match the napkins?
Yes, and the napkin rings are in fact cock rings.
I wish you had just 2 napkin rings.
Yeah. It keeps everything tidy.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Well, congratulations. Okay. You got both of the C words in really quick.
Almost immediately.
You're like the CNC Music Factory over there.
CNC.
Is that what that stood for?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cocks and cunts. Music Factory.
Yeah.
Give it up, everybody, for Matt Besser.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on, dude?
Last time I was on, I was trying to get everybody to go to Portland to see my stand-up special taping, and I did it. Thanks, Doug, for getting people there.
Did they really win?
Yeah, they really went. And they said the only reason I'm here is because Doug loves movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I've been doing.
This weekend's big weekend here for your theater.
It so is. Del Close Marathon, first time in Los Angeles. You're doing Del Close movies. We're doing all of our podcasts in the Inner Sanctum at sunset during the day. Daytime shows.
Mm-hmm.
Late night bit shows.
Mine's at 4:20, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's the Love's Movie Show, but it's still at 4:20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I promise I'll be high.
Yeah.
I like to keep everybody happy, if possible. What do you got for the prize bag, Matt Besser?
In honor of Del Close Marathon, I brought a Facebook. That's one of our shows, the Facebook show anniversary baseball T-shirt. They've done 650 shows, and they're going to be doing a show at DCM. I couldn't bring a shirt for every show, but that's one of them right there, folks.
All right.
Pretty sweet.
And yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's going to go durable. Really nice. That's going to go super nice with a Getting Dug with High sweatshirt.
Nice.
Yeah, look at that. Someone's walking out of here dressed.
Warm.
Yes, and warm. Just in time for summer. All those long sleeve items you crave this time of year. What do you got, Gianni?
I have a T-shirt from the TV show that I am on called Power.
Power,
so
nice.
So I have a T-shirt, and I can guarantee that it was touched by 50 Cent, so that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent it to me, so... So, yeah, you will get a T-shirt.
Wait, he's in charge of his own shipping?
Yep, he does all the customer service. If you call the line and you didn't get something, you'll get 50 Cent, so...
Yeah.
Love it. Gianni, yeah, it's coming dude. In hot.
I got that hookup, you know?
It's beautiful.
I mean, we got three layers here now.
Yeah.
How much could you charge if he, like, guaranteed that he wore each shirt for 10 seconds?
Oh.
And there was a video clip of him for the entire 10 seconds.
How much would he charge, you
yeah,
said?
How much would he charge for that?
I don't know.
50 cents.
Yeah. I feel like that's the safe answer to go with.
All right.
The T-shirt's $20, so I'd say $40.
I would say at least 40 for 10 seconds of his body on it.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
That's
that
quite
one.
A markup from 50 cents.
Yeah, I think he should bring me in his marketing.
He should.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart. I didn't know till now that I have this gift.
That's a gift.
I did the... Josh Wolf's show, Controlled Chaos, today, his video podcast, and he gives you a pair of Pumas for being on the show.
Oh.
Every time you get new Pumas, so I got these today. These are brand new ones.
You got America Pumas.
Wow. Yeah, they really are. To me, I thought they looked like two little Carnival Cruise Line ships. Oh, shit.
See, I
haven't done the splits in a while.
I thought you had a broken ankle.
No, I mean, yeah, they're the high tops and they got the Velcros, and it's a bit much for me. But I wore shitty shoes to the studio, knowing I was getting new ones, and then I threw out the shitty ones, and I have to wear these all night. But they're still, it's still pretty cool that he works it out. But he also gave me something I'm just going to turn around and give you guys. Not the Chiba Chews. He gave me a mug that says Darth Vader on it, and it's like a little baby version of Darth Vader. Yeah, see? People, you guys seem into it, so there you go. And a Doug Loves Movies sticker and a from my recent tour, a Cannabis and Cheese Tour poster. What do you have for us, Arden?
Pants, I hope.
I have a popcorn man, because I know you love movies.
Yeah.
But
look at that little fella.
Yeah, that's for the movie lover. That's a movie lover.
It's weird.
Don't like hit me.
Yeah. Have you touched this yet, Matt?
It looks like
have
a
you
depressed
touched this yet?
Character from like Toy Story.
It doesn't feel like it should feel. It should be like more of a plush thing, more of a soft thing.
It's really
feels like
fucked
a Christmas
up.
Ornament.
It's really
it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
That's like
I guess
that's
you're supposed to dangle his legs like an elf on the shelf or some shit.
Because you love movies.
Yeah.
And
let's all go to the lobby popcorn.
Yep.
Box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I also brought.
But here, check it out. Here's what it sounds like if it falls off the table.
Great. Oh.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy. It's really heavy.
So you had a little dog.
They kind of look like your shoes. Look at them.
They do.
It really goes like with my shoes. Somebody get a picture
shoes.
Of that.
It really does look like the
He's
shoes.
He's wearing your shoes.
Yeah, we're dressed the same. Yeah. That little
if
popcorn
you were to
guy
use,
I just
if
abused.
If you were to use his legs as laces.
I also brought you, I was with the original Fancy Johnny, Lance Bass, earlier today. And I got him to sign something for you. It says, "I love you, Doug Benson. Stay classy, Lance Bass." And it's a mask of my face.
It's a mask of
Paget,
your face.
Paget Brewster gave your that face. To me. She ordered that. And I don't know.
Is that mass produced somewhere?
Somebody, she found, I think she's the only person who's ever bought it. Yeah, she bought it somewhere.
Yeah, it says right on the back, celebrity cutouts, Arden Marine mask.
That she bought that because we do podcasts together. Wow. And then I was with him doing my podcast and he signed that for you. I love you, Doug Benson. Wow. Love Lance Bass.
Well, see, this feels like something I should keep, not put in the prize bag.
It was a prize. It's up to you if you need it or not.
I mean, it's written to me.
Yeah. I know.
From Lance Bass. On yeah. your face.
It's up to you. If you
a more
want...
unique item hardly exists in the world.
Do you, so. Need, to, do you need to keep that?
I'm going
to
put your face right over here.
Great.
Looks like a good way to get in a ladies' night.
Can you imagine? Let me in. My name is Arden.
Wait a minute. Was your face autographed?
That's the only thing. That, yeah. That's the only telltale sign.
Yeah, well, my face is autographed because Lance Bass loves Doug Benson. Yeah. It's self-explanatory, sir.
So let me in.
And he wants you to stay classy.
All right, Matt. Oh, wait, Dave. Sorry.
I'm still here. Yeah.
Dave's still here.
You brought a really good present.
I brought a gift that... it was a Father's Day present that my family actually...
Your family hates you anyway. They saw yeah. Ma without you. They hate you.
And they actually forgot to give it to me on Father's Day.
They really hate you.
And then when I got home from being on the road, they gave it to me. It's a little drone.
I mean, that's a good present.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's only being regifted because I tried to fly it. And it still flies. It has been tenderly smashed into every wall in my house. but it's still totally functional with all the parts in there. So there
good
you go.
Present.
There's you get a little helicopter.
Good prize.
You just got out of the game. You don't. It's not working out for you.
It made me feel really inadequate.
Are you just mad at them because they saw Ma without you? You're getting rid of their prize.
Yes. They're lucky I come home anymore.
You cannot let it go. Yeah.
They're just very really difficult to control.
It's very very difficult to control, and there's no real pleasure in it.
Yeah, what's the win? What's the win when you get it to work?
Eventually, you get good at it. Not it doesn't hit a wall.
Yeah,
and then you just go.
So it's an indoor. Right. It's an indoor thing.
You can fly it indoors. Okay. I was.
Sounds like that might have been your problem.
Yeah, I think that's the issue.
It wasn't working to my benefit. I'll say that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's I'm not a skilled drone
when you
pilot.
Flew yours, did you fly yours outside?
That's a good. I was telling in the green room that I got one at a festival and I broke it immediately. They're hard. They're difficult, right?
I got one from that same festival. It's just been sitting in. I don't know what to do with it. I'm just like, when's it gonna be like, oh shit, it's drone day. I better get my drone on.
Yeah, I'm spying on my neighbors. How will I do it?
Well, this one's got a camera on it, right?
It does.
Did yours have a camera on it?
This one has a camera.
This one's got a camera on it.
You can really spy on people.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can set it up, but you can't view it while it's flying. You have to spy on them and then bring it back and then put it into a computer. And so it's a little bit of work.
Spying is a thing.
It's going to be by the time you're jerking off to the edge of your neighbors.
Right. Yeah. Peep and Tom, and he's not like the 80s anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've probably passed on.
It's still easier just to sneak into people's houses during the day, get up in the attic, drill a hole, watch there, jack off there in their attic, leave the next day when they're at work.
Do you remember when Robert Downey Jr. took a nap in his neighbor's house? Yeah. Great. Loved it.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah. He came home, his neighbors came home, and there's fucking Iron Man napping in their maid's room. The best. I love it.
Was he Iron Man at the time?
No.
I think it was pre-Iron Man.
Yeah, before his comeback. That was sort of a bottom.
It was during the part of his career when people would actually call the police.
Yeah, that was a great bottom, though. If you're going to do it, the Mad Napper, love it.
Yeah.
Matt Besser?
Yes.
What was the last movie you saw?
I feel like it's always a sci-fi movie made for Netflix I'm telling you about. But once again, I Am Mother on Netflix. Anyone?
Oh, I haven't
I
seen
liked
it yet.
Yeah, a couple of people, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Liked it. Yeah. And my wife didn't think she'd like it. She's like, I'm going to read a book. And then she started watching it.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck books. Fuck you, books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Books don't work.
Yeah, you don't have to bother me, books.
Yeah, she starts asking me questions. So what's her character talking about? I'm like, you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was reading a book, and my girlfriend just started reading it over my shoulder and read the rest of it with me.
Wait, she just read the ending of the book?
We had the opposite problem. She didn't read any of it, Gianni.
Gianni.
I wanted to go on that trip.
Mom. Little Gianni. Don't be so naive.
That's a good thing you're cute, Gianni.
Oh, Gianni.
The girls are like Gianni. Go get me a t-shirt for 50 cents, Gianni.
But you recommend this movie?
I do.
Okay.
Their problem with their sci-fi movies, there's only like one or two people in all their sci-fi movies. But this time it worked, because there's a robot, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that robot is the suit. There's a man inside that robot.
Oh, really? That was not a real robot?
No, it was like...
Spoiler alert.
Amazing suit. I saw the... What's his name from Mythbusters, interviewing the guy who built the suit.
Oh,
and
really?
Plays, and was the actor inside the suit as well.
Oh, for real?
But yeah, they built it so it did not look like a man inside a robot suit, but it was a robot.
This does not sound like a real movie.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
I Am Mother.
With an exclamation point?
I Am Ma. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I saw Iron Ma because the N fell off of the marquee when I went to Iron Man. So... Who are we up to? Arden, what was that? Oh, no, Gianni, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw a Toy Story 4 Child's Play back-to-back on Friday.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was the full title of
no.
Part 4, Toy Story 4 Child's Play.
I saw Toy Story 4 and then Child's Play right after it.
Okay.
Kind of a weird... Those are like a weird movie to watch.
Which one's scarier?
The ending of Toy Story 4 was really scary and sad. So I think that was the scariest part.
Chelsea hasn't seen it yet.
No, I'm sorry.
Not, ears are
I won't spoil anything.
I hear it will make you cry.
Yeah.
I hear it's one of those Pixar
It wasn't even like... It was,
she's wincing. She's wincing.
It wasn't earned. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe all the toys die in a big fire.
Fire at the toy factory.
We talked about that in the green room. I said that we weren't going to spoil it.
I'm sorry.
I heard no one cries at the end of Ma.
Yeah, no one cries.
Can't judge every movie by that.
Mm-hmm.
Arden, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Rocket Man.
Nice.
I loved it.
So fun, right?
I loved it so much. Yeah. I really loved it.
Really refreshing to see a biopic about a famous rich person that's all fucked up on drugs, and then they live.
Yeah, they live.
He just continues to live.
He's just like,
it's
gets
like
to
a
live.
Happy ending. You're like, watching wait, the what? Shitty parts going, it's going like, to be fine.
You're like, wait, he's going to be okay?
That'd be cool if they had Elton John dying at the end.
Yeah, right after adopting a baby.
He's like, that's the real story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I cried. I, like, listened to the soundtrack. I loved it.
Does he sing? The actor sings, though.
He did everything. And it was, like, really sort of, they had, like, magical realism. They just nailed it. The costumes were great. It was great.
Was it better than Bohemian Rhapsody?
I mean, I loved Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. And I think as a movie, it's a better movie, yeah, to me.
Hmm.
Do you guys agree?
Scandalous.
Did you guys see it? Yeah. I think it's a better movie. I love Bohemian Rhapsody, but like this actual movie was like, wow, it was great.
Well, Bohemian Rhapsody is a series of scenes where we can watch Freddie Mercury do it.
Yeah.
Whereas the things that happen in Rocket Man, we can't watch Elton John do it.
Because he's still alive.
It would be weird that he's trying to play a young man. But also, you know, like the musical numbers give it, again, also, they don't have the fact that he does live at the end. So they had to do something.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Dave
right.
Dave Foley's going to kill Elton John this weekend.
This movie can turn sad any day now.
Yeah. Yeah. This Del Close Marathon is going to take a weird turn Saturday night.
No, nobody curse Elton John.
They can make an addendum.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good. It was really fun.
Yeah. What's the best song?
Oh,
ooh,
wow,
you know what?
So
I'm gonna say I thought the Border song really like really got me. And I loved, I also, Tiny Dancer, obviously, is always so good. But the one where they were at the Troubadour, right? Or were they, or the, and they start, starts flow, just the way they shot that was just magic.
Drove by there today, that place looks the same. They didn't even have to change anything.
It was great.
Yeah.
This is going to be the most millennial thing you guys have ever heard, but the only Elton John song I've ever listened to was Stand by Eminem. It's the only Elton John song I know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God. And then I watched the trailer to Rocket Man, and they sang Rocket Man in the trailer, and I was like, oh, that sounds good.
Wait a minute.
You know Hakuna Matata, my friend.
How old of a human are you?
He's like that guy in the movie Yesterday, but it's Elton John, and he's the only one who doesn't know. He's like sitting around going, lonely seems to be the saddest word. And everyone's like, yeah,
Gianni
we've heard
and
it.
The Jets. That's your new theme song, my friend. I just wrote it for you.
He doesn't know it. He literally didn't know it.
I did not know that song.
How old are you, Johnny?
I'm 23.
Shut the fuck up. Wow. Wow. That's how you do it. 23.
I have regrets older than you. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, John.
Yeah, rule number one in show business, be young. Once you've achieved that, oh, the world is your oyster.
That's how you do it.
I don't know nothing about no Elton John.
That's how you do it. You didn't know Benny and the Jets when you sing Johnny and the Jets. He didn't know it. That's the first time he's heard that song. He thinks it's his song.
But also,
which
who is
another your song? Elton John song.
Oh my God.
Who was with the Jets?
Johnny and the Jets.
It's not Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny.
I get it.
It's a fancy Johnny.
Now I get it.
He's a fancy Johnny.
All right. What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh, Dave is going to tell us his most recent movie experience.
My last night with my family, who I guess I do still love.
We patched things up.
Yeah, we watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh!
Finally, I had not seen it. And it lived up to the hype.
It's pretty nifty.
It's really good. Yeah, it's very cool. And yeah, and other than that, I watched The Good, the Bad, the Ugly on a flight from Boston the day before. I lost you somehow.
No, I'm just doing the time. So like the entire flight was.
Yeah, it was a long.
Because it's like a
three hour
movie.
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Is it rude to ask what you did with the other 3 hours?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed, but I watched Unbreakable as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and have you seen this?
M. Night,
have you seen Glass?
No, I haven't. Mm-mm. That's why I watched Unbreakable, because I wanted to prepare myself for class.
I thought you were talking about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I thought you had Netflix on the
phone. No.
Oh, Gianni.
Gianni. Come on.
Oh, Gianni. It's so cute, Gianni.
She was on another show before that.
Carol Kane?
No. No. Yeah, she was too. I didn't know that. Yeah, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You know, she was on The Office.
Yeah.
And Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney was in The Beatles.
What are you doing, Matt? Are you like studying up for the game portion of the show?
I am.
Doing a little last minute cramming?
I was just trying to think of some songs to turn Gianni on to.
Oh my God. All Elton John.
There's so much music we can teach him about.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Still
incredible.
Standing.
I could have said something about Paul McCartney, but I don't want to lose everyone.
Yeah.
No, I remember, you don't know who he is?
No. Okay.
Do it. Lose him.
I know who Paul McCartney is through an episode of Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Shut the fuck up. No.
I swear to God.
Are you kidding me?
So,
shut your fucking mouth.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Paul McCartney is that guy.
An audience member just did a getting up and leave take on that. It was
brilliant.
I knew I was going to lose everyone on that.
He
was out the door. He's got to get somewhere else to do more Eddie Pepitone cosplay.
So what did he do?
But holy shit.
So we came. What did he play on Sweet Life? Did he play Paul McCartney?
In Sweet Life, is that in Cody?
Yeah.
No, so there was an episode where Jesse McCartney was there, but the mom of the show was like, oh my God, Paul McCartney's here. And they're like, no, Jesse McCartney's here. And I didn't didn't know who Paul McCartney was. I was like, why was she so excited? And then I Googled who he was. And he's pretty famous.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was in Wings.
Yeah.
He's saying
Uncle Albert.
Yeah. He's the nice old man that Kanye West helped out.
Wow.
Yesterday, see that movie Yesterday? It'll be a real trip for you.
Yeah. Oh my God, like, these songs are fucking
You can
nuts.
Relate to every character in the movie except for that one guy who remembers the Beatles.
Do you have a Rhode Island accent, Johnny?
Do you think I do?
I don't know.
I don't know if I do. People say that I sound just American. They don't say that I sound like from the East Coast or Boston. But sometimes when I get angry, people can hear it.
Yeah. Do you have a Rhode Island accent, Arden?
No, we're both from Rhode Island. We found this out backstage.
I thought I could get one. But, I mean, I heard when you said American, I thought, oh, he's got it deep.
Yeah, a little
I'm
bit.
I'm made by the fucking water slides. I'm a swamp.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I'll key your fucking car.
Yeah.
He's got he's got a little bit of a Franco accent.
Oh, okay.
Francis
James or
I thought you meant Dave Franco. I don't know who
Dave Franco. You could do a mean Dave Franco impression.
James is too old for me. I'm more of a Dave guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, of course. He's the kid. He's the little one.
Wow. If I try to kill myself by jumping off a UCB, it's not tall enough. I'll just break my femur, right? I can't believe. How is this happening? It's come to this.
Do you, next time you're on, you want me not have any children on the show?
I actually like Johnny.
I tried to talk my daughter into coming back.
Yeah, she did the show when
she was eight years old.
Eight.
Yeah.
She was one of the best guests we've ever had.
Wow.
That's why she hasn't been invited back.
Right.
And she knew more about Ellen John than I did.
But how old is she now?
16.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And you guys get along great.
We do.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That says a lot for you. I heard it's a bad time. Haven't you watched Pretty Little Lies? Big Little Lies.
Me? The new one?
Pretty
the
little.
New one or
I
the
watch
old one?
Pretty Little Liars and Big Little Lies. I alternate between episodes. And I pretend that it's the same cast in both shows. They take place at different times. All right, well, this is the part where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We've got so many name tags for you guys to choose from. I apologize if you have to physically get up and go select one that you like the best. Do you know the movie The Right Stuff, Gianni? Of course you don't.
Any of these.
Of course you don't.
Oh my goodness.
Who's got a movie that's came out in the last year or two on their thing? Johnny might like that. But we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. I'll be in Cincinnati for 4 fun shows. 3 stand-up shows, 1 Doug Loves Movies, all at Go Bananas on July 5th and 6th. You know how to go to douglovesmovies.com for more info, right? Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. So who are you playing for, Matt?
James and the Giant James. And he made a peach
and it's
here.
On a peach.
Looks like he graduated from the fourth grade and made this. Thank you, James.
There's a peach-shaped blank spot on a refrigerator tonight.
Looks like beautiful. A little naked bottom.
That's beautiful, James. Do you go by James?
Jim.
Jim.
That's really weird. You put James so. Twice on there.
Yeah.
Your name is Jim.
He's really selling the James thing. Might as well have said, I go by Giant.
And
they call me Peach. What do you got there, Gianni?
I got Grandma's Brian. And it's
instead of Grandma's Boy.
Yes.
You know that movie?
I do know that movie.
Okay, cool.
It's a great movie.
It sure is. And then
it's good.
But it's also got a Snickers.
Yeah, it's got a Snickers
it.
On the bottom. I knew that company, so I was like, I'm gonna get the Snickers.
Do you like that flavor?
Is that
Snickers?
White chocolate?
It's almond, yeah.
Almond?
Yep.
Almond.
Is that not how you say it?
Do you know the Almond Al Brothers John? Band?
Almond.
Almond, yes.
Yeah.
Almond. Almond.
Do they not say it like that anymore? I don't know. I got to keep up with
it. I think it's like, potato, potato.
One way's right, one way's wrong.
Yeah. There's some doozies in that song. I just heard that song again recently, and some of them are like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You are smart, and I am not.
Yeah. No, no one anywhere in the world says potato. No one.
You don't want to hang out with them if they do.
Yeah.
You do not want to hang out with them.
No one says tomato, sure. But
potato.
No one says potato. They just did it for the fucking rhyme, and it's a lie. Racist.
Uncle so Almond.
Arden got one of two.
I picked him because there was two My Blue Kevin. But this gentleman.
There's six name tags, and two of them are the same. Same movie, same guy.
Doug Benson and Dale Cheeseman.
Oh, okay.
It's a podcast about a stone guy who likes movies and a dude with cheese in his name. Dale Cheeseman, is that you?
No, he's Kevin.
Oh.
Wow. He's just writing a lot about me and my friend Dale for some reason.
Fair. Okay, great.
It's
there
like
we go.
Very short fanfic.
Okay, great. All right, Kevin, I got you.
She's going to play for you, so good luck, Kevin.
Calm down, Kevin.
Kevin can wait.
Kevin doesn't stand a chance with me
Kevin
playing for him.
Obviously can wait.
All dogs go to Kevin.
Kevin's gay.
I'm in Kevin Pevin.
Dave, who are you playing for?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's got a lot of stuff glued to it.
I know. I'm playing for Jesus Chris Superstar.
There you go.
Yeah, which I was originally attracted to because I met Ted Neely recently.
Oh, and, from Jesus Chris
very
Superstar.
Cool to play
yeah.
Jesus. But it's got all sorts of food on it.
And you got a vape pen.
And it's got a little dose.
Nice little dose vape pen.
It's
yeah.
the Bliss one.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right?
Nice.
That's weed, right? That's,
yeah, yeah, that's, yeah.
And that's, Bliss is the best, Dave. Sometimes I go there looking for Bliss, and all they got is like
sleep.
Sleep yeah. or seduce, what is it?
Oh, yeah,
seduce.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, shake uncontrollably is
if
one of them.
I would love to bump into you at Gelson smoking a seduce.
It's like when I want to get Bliss, I don't want seduce or whatever it is. Yeah.
I can only smoke CBD.
I love CBD.
So let's give this one to Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, Dave, there's your Bliss. You want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Yep. Don't you try to think ahead? My dream is to be Judas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
well, just make friends with somebody and then, you know, do something shitty to them. Just for practice.
Great.
Jesus
Christ. I think that's how that story yeah. went, right?
Yep, yeah. That's exactly right.
Every time I watch Jesus Christ Superstar, I'm like, oh, these songs are pretty, but I don't know what the fuck they're singing about.
Yeah, Ted Neely.
I did not do the pre-reading.
Was he?
Really awesome guy. I love Ted Neely. He was great.
Yeah, right?
Very nice guy.
But, all right.
Oh, it's about Jesus.
Mm.
It's the whole story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I loved it. Like, as a kid, I loved singing it because, it, you know, singing the words Jesus Christ Superstar sounds like you're swearing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you even say, who the hell do you think you are?
My wife and I showed it to our daughter one Easter because she didn't know what Easter was about. We thought, well, we'll show her this.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Educating her about what Easter is about.
Yeah, and a double bill with hop.
Yeah.
So good. A crazy man.
Scared her to death.
Crazy.
Why would they celebrate this?
She was horrified. Giant. Do you know who Jesus is?
That's why I've been quiet this whole time. I don't know who Jesus
is. He's not as big as the Beatles. That was established in the 60s.
Yeah.
And he's almost as famous as his dad.
Okay, so, what's the name on your name tag?
What?
Chris.
Chris.
As in Jesus Chris.
Chris. Jesus Chris Superstar.
At least it wasn't Jesus James. That just wouldn't have worked.
I'm a big fan of the Jesus Chris Steakhouse. That's who you guys are playing for. I got a few quick games for us to play.
Good luck, Chris.
And
good luck, Kevin. I hope you like losing.
Thanks for no candy, James.
If Johnny beats us, we are.
I don't know one movie that anyone has said in the past 20 minutes, so I think you guys are good.
But yeah, we stand a chance.
I didn't know what any of that Jesus Chris Superstar thing was.
Don't worry. I think you'll get this because all of the questions tonight are about Birth of a Nation.
I was at the premiere. Were you there?
I was.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that one out.
Okay, we're gonna start with a game.
I can eat all this food while we do this, right?
Do it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Have
you
gonna enjoy
smoke
it.
Or vape? Oh. All right. If you're eating, sure.
Matt's gonna seduce me on stage after he starts smoking his vape.
Hey, is that? But have you tried that? Is that packaging hard to open, or is it just me?
It is. It's very hard to open.
Is that why you won't open it right now?
No, I would. I don't look stupid.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I'm good. Thanks.
Looks like something Bill Murray just got out of the pool.
That was from a very popular movie in the 80s.
I know that one.
Called Caddyshack.
I know that one.
And somebody shat in the pool.
It was a baby Ruth. Baby Ruth.
Nobody shat in the pool.
Rodney Dangerfield. Shat in the pool.
Yeah.
That's what happened. The end.
Then they rolled.
There was a gopher.
Rodney Dangerfield had that day off. His character does not appear in that.
And Bill Murray's in that too, right?
Bill Murray, he's the groundskeeper.
And I know Bill Murray from Zombieland, so
I'm gonna. I can't. Yeah. That's how you do it.
I'm gonna stay with it.
That's how you do
stick
it.
Stick with my guns.
That's how you do it.
You're doing great. You're doing so good.
I'm all right.
Come here, you little gopher.
Nobody worry about me.
I had that dance. Oh my God. It's so stupid. Like, the movie's over and you're just watching a puppet gopher dance.
Yeah you are. Yeah, you are.
I did.
Are.
I watched it.
It's got like, you know, it's like a sex comedy. It's got a little gopher running around. I will list the characters. Oh, we're going to play characters. Welcome. I'm going to list the characters from a motion picture's end credits.
Oh, God.
First one on stage to guess the correct title wins. Guess as often as you'd like. What movie has these characters in the credits? There's a cook.
Thief.
Ratatouille.
See, that's what we're looking for, Gianni. Is any movie
that still
might have a cook in it?
Still waiting.
You mean it's waiting?
Or still is waiting.
The sequel
it's
coming.
The sequel.
I'm still waiting.
Oh, they did do a sequel.
They did.
Was that like? Did that? That didn't play in theaters though, did it?
No.
Big Night.
Chef.
No Reservations.
See, you guys are great. You're naming a bunch of movies that it's gonna clearly not be after I say. News anchor. Although, could be a news anchor in one of those.
What's so you're saying this is a famous
Morning Glory.
News anchor.
Morning Glory.
I don't even know
Bruce
what's
Almighty.
Happening.
These are, you know,
characters.
How,
these are like, characters.
Are we in the middle of a game?
The characters.
Yeah. These are characters.
Yeah,
in
you've
the
been
end
given
credit.
Funny, like
broadcast news.
What's like right. The funniest credit you've had at the end of a movie?
From, horny
you know,
badger.
You know, like.
In year one, I think it was Man in Crowd One or something.
Yeah, so this kind of that. Kind
I was
of
a
shit.
Horny badger, and then they replaced me. I wasn't horny enough.
Wait, but you're still in the credits.
Maybe that was the stupidest offer that I got, and then they replaced me. Cause like, watch, I was like, that's not my voice.
A cook, a news anchor,
Magenta.
Wait,
there's
I know.
A color?
I know.
She knows
no,
it.
No, I know. It's,
she
it's,
thinks
it's
Rocky Horror Picture Show. No.
Fuck you, dog.
Figure Magenta's credit would be a lot further up than like third from the last.
These are not,
well,
in,
not
order.
In order.
Well, they're not in order.
They're not in order.
But it is.
This game is stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb.
How am I supposed to
in
guess
no
now?
Order. In no
in
order.
No order.
In no order.
There's someone called Ethan.
Oh, fucking Ethan, that guy.
Ethan.
There's a Zach.
Cody.
Someone named Penny.
Oh.
Almost Famous?
No.
Good guess.
Yeah, see, where'd you pull that one out of?
Yeah.
Tiny Dancer.
A Machine Gun Kelly song, that's how I know that.
Tiny Dancer is that song in Almost Famous by Elton John.
Yeah, on the bus, they all start singing.
Yeah.
This movie's got a someone called Little Larry.
The Incredibles.
The Three Stooges.
One of them was named Larry. Very good, Gian.
I'm killing it.
There's someone called Gwen Grayson. Also someone named Coach Boomer.
Okay.
Coach Boomer. Sky High.
That is correct.
Wow. I would never get that.
The
what
next,
that
name, the next name, the next name on the list is Mr. That? Boy, the character played by Dave Foley.
Oh, my God. Wow. 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 Wow.
There.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't blame you for not remembering that Cook was in there.
But come on, Dave. Magenta, you had a scene with her.
He just thought, not my line, not my line. Mr. Boomer, my line.
I wasn't Boomer.
No, you weren't Boomer.
No, that was
Bruce Campbell's.
Bruce Campbell was
great.
Was,
Bruce Campbell's.
And McDonald was in it too.
But I, you know, I thought it'd be fun to see how long it would take Dave to figure it out. But
wow.
Also, I also just wanted to bring it up because, you know, have you seen Sky High, Gianni?
I love Sky High.
There you go. Oh. See, I think it transcends generations. I think it's super fun. And
I don't know Sky High.
The cast is amazing.
Oh, it's
Kurt
a
Russell.
Genius concept. Yeah. Genius concept.
You're lying. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. Yeah.
What
you play,
did you see?
You play Mr. a principal
Boy.
Or a gym teacher?
I was Mr. Boy. I was All-American Boy and the teacher head of the
that's what it was.
Sidekick.
I remember you now, yep.
Yeah.
Mr. Medulla.
That's Kevin.
Was in there, yeah. Principal Powers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's,
that was Wonder Woman.
It's great. You should check it out.
That's Aria. Fun. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All
right. Now it's time to play. So Dave gets to go first in this next game because
okay.
He won. But then we'll let you go next, Arden. So it's no big deal.
Thanks. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're still in this. Matt, not so much.
Sorry, James.
Everybody gets James. To guess in a round of this? How long is it?
Oh boy, this is
all
fun.
Right.
Okay.
Here we
I don't
go.
Know this one.
I'm going to say a thing. You each get a guess how long it is.
Oh, boy.
In minutes?
And you don't want to go over because...
Like Price is Right. You can wonder.
Price is Right rules.
Wow.
Yeah. Closest without going over. Dave gets to go first.
All
right. how long has it been between Tom Hanks' first VO sessions as Woody in Toy Story 4 and the film's release this past weekend?
I'm going to guess.
And this is from experience.
I'm going to guess.
You've been a Pixar voice.
4.5 years.
He's going 4.5, Arden. What do you think?
Okay.
There's a storm running through Arden's head.
I'm going to do...
Arden did the wind in Toy Story 4.
I got replaced. Okay. I'm going to say...
By a balloon?
By a badger.
By a horny badger. An actual horny badger. Just humping everything. 4 years. 1 month.
4 years and 1 month. Oh.
Wait, Gianni, what do you think? Animation is a style of film where...
Wait, you're saying the first movie ever?
No, this part
how four. Long did,
yeah.
It's basically...
The one you just
everyone's going to be like, oh, it takes that long.
I'm going to say 4 years, 6 months.
That's what he just said. That's what he just said.
He said well, 6 months or he said 4 years?
He said 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And we're not, they don't we're use not that talking anymore. About a leap
they don't
year.
Use that anymore.
4.5
yeah,
years.
Yeah, thank you. Now
can
I know that.
Mine? Can
but
I change
that
mine?
Be 4.6?
Can I change
half
mine?
Dozen.
Can I change mine?
Sure.
Oh. I'm going to do 3.5 years.
That's what I was going to go with.
Oh, you're
oh no.
Daddy, in your face.
All right, I'm going four. I'll go four.
Four.
Yeah.
Please don't harass the other guests.
I like Johnny.
You're really in his face. That was, wow.
Yeah, this was tense.
My mom's in the audience.
I'm
okay.
So sorry, Johnny.
Your mom?
I'm so sorry, Johnny. How's your mother? Get over here.
I'm going to say 4 days before the movie opened. They couldn't get him. They tracked him down.
He just came in and went, Buzz!
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, that was a good Tom. That was a good Tom.
That was a good Tom.
He said that he would get an ab workout from doing that voice for long periods of time. Because like, he is always way too enthusiastic about everything. He's always yelling.
2 years! 9 months.
All right, let's recap. I don't even remember what you guys said.
By the way, Chris, future reference, not crazy about Twix.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so next time you're coming to the show and Dave might be a guest, you know, do better.
I'm eating it, but I'm not crazy about it.
4.5.
3.5.
3.5.
4.
2.5. 2 and 9. 2 and 9 months.
All right, when we say and a half.
Oh, shit.
2.75.
Is it 0.6 or is it 0.5?
0.5.
0.5.
Right?
Yeah, it'd be 0.5. Yeah.
All right. So that means that I think Matt's the winner.
Yes.
What?
How long?
But he's way under, but you went 1 month over, Arden.
Fuck me.
It's 3 years and 5 months.
Oh my god! So close.
That's what I was gonna say.
I know. I felt that you were gonna say that. Oh my god!
Yeah, but really? I heard. Bottom line is, I heard Toy Story 4 was underwhelming.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't as good as the others. I'm not gonna say who I heard it from, but
I heard it earlier.
Johnny.
Tonight.
Johnny.
From
said,
him. It was him that said that earlier.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well. You're young. You can get Pixar to forgive you someday and work for them. Let's play Last Man Standing to wrap this up tonight and pick a...
Last Man Standing.
I'm still Stanton.
Anybody else?
Not John.
No.
Okay. I thought it was really going to catch on. Everybody was going to sing.
I did it. I started it.
You started it.
Last man standing.
Better than I ever did. I don't know the words to this, but I know it's a song. It's a fun one.
I can't remember the melody.
I'm still standing. I don't know the words.
Stand tall. You could be standing. No, I don't. I don't want to play.
Great.
Oh, we were still trying to do that?
Yeah.
We're back.
Okay. I didn't get anybody, or at least not that I noticed, because I had a busy day flying and stuff, but did anybody try to reach out to me with a suggestion for Last Man Standing from the audience? Was anybody feeling it? Like they have a good idea for a name for us to use? So I thought I saw a hand goes up. Turns out it's just touching a face.
And you can tell everybody that you suggested it to Doug.
Oh, I like this over here in the back in the corner over there.
Thanks,
in
Arden.
The darkness. Who is that over there?
That's Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, it's your name tag? Well, you can't. That'd be cheating. You're going to fucking name it Dave. You're going to say, let's do Dave Foley.
What's
Dave Foley, do you think you could name more of your movies than I can? Speed round, Bug's Life.
Sky high.
Now I'm stumped.
Okay. So yeah, you can't do it. But this guy was raising his hand. The guy with the French fry shirt.
What's the premise of Stanton? The Stanton game.
Oh, you know where we're gonna take turns naming movies. That,
okay. I'm so bad at
whoever this gentleman names. What's your name actually?
Chuck.
Hey Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
What do you think? What should we do?
Let's do Kirk
Douglas.
What?
Hey. I don't know anything.
Hang on, no, don't just start yelling out.
Can
names.
I start? Can
yeah,
I start?
I'll start.
But wait, Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk?
For reals?
Like Goldie's guy?
No, that's Kurt.
Oh, I can't
and
play
that's
this.
Russell.
No, I can't. I was gonna scream out overboard. Kirk. I was gonna scream out overboard so quiet.
Captain Ron.
I can't play this. You can't do this to me.
Michael Douglas's dad.
I can't do that. Nothing. I'm out.
Michael Douglas's dad, Kirk Douglas. It's been a while, but I love it when somebody is bold enough to suggest
overboard.
Somebody that's
overboard.
Like Kirk Douglas hasn't been in a movie in 30 years.
Ace in the hole.
You're dealing with
his entire life.
You're dealing with like not
Johnny's entire life has been void of Kirk Douglas movies.
Yeah.
We're the kindergarten level.
Yeah, it seems unfair to do that to him.
We don't need obscure.
It was a good try, though, dude, to get Kirk Douglas in there.
Kathleen Turner. Okay, I'll start.
Whoa!
Romancing the Stone!
This is not how this works.
Oh, okay.
Has the game started?
I didn't ask that guy to name a name.
I loved him.
He's not even awake. He just says her name when he's sleeping.
He has a shirt that says Kathleen Turner on it.
Romancing the Stone.
Can we just do Noah Centineo?
He is the lead singer of Kathleen Turner Overdrive. We can't. All right, so Kathleen Turner, okay, and Dave is, he won the last game?
No, Matt won the last game.
No, Matt won. Okay, Matt, so yeah. Matt will start us off. So we go Matt, Gianni, are you good on this?
No.
You may have seen her in Friends. She played transgender father.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That doesn't seem like a Friends storyline, is it?
That was, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
You play Chandler's transgender father.
That's funny to me.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I believe you or not.
Yeah. Oh, it's real. It's very real. Yeah. Isn't Morgan Fairchild?
Yeah.
Morgan Fairchild was also one of his parents, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. That was Kathleen's wife, I guess. What? Yeah.
Can we do Noah Centineo? I know all of his new Netflix movies. Can we do that?
How many are there?
There's like four.
I don't know him.
Who?
All right, so you're banking on that these guys are going to fade out on four rounds.
I don't know him.
All right.
I'm out.
That's what we're going to do. He's going to do the films of whoever it was he just said.
Of who?
Who is it?
Noah Centineo?
Okay. I don't know him.
If you can last longer on Centineo than anyone else can last on Kathleen Turner.
Can we just do Pootie Pie? Deal.
You're the winner. What's that?
Can we do Pootie Pie after that?
Who's Pootie Pie?
Oh. It's Pootie Pie.
What do you need? What do you need? Like a Jennifer Lawrence? What do you need? What do you need?
That would work.
No, he got the Centineo
thing. He got
thingy.
His Centineo.
Yeah, here we
but
go.
But he's not competing against anyone that can take it.
All right,
I know four Kathleen Turner. I don't know 16.
All right, well, we'll see how we all do.
I'm not going to
play
well.
Too.
Right.
Okay. Matt?
I'm Romancing the Stone.
Ah! Fuck, I thought we were in this together. I thought we were friends.
All right, give me a, Gianni, give me a, personal space. Give me a, what do you call it? A Centineo.
Okay, Sierra Burgess is a loser.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a movie.
I believe you.
How is anyone going to check?
Yeah.
How are we going to fact check?
I mean, I've heard some things about Sierra Burgess, but I didn't, that wasn't one of them. Arden?
Jewel of the Nile.
Yeah.
Jew of the Nile.
Jew of the Nile.
It's the story of Moses.
Just call me Moses.
Sorry, Jew of the Nile.
It's Moses.
Nope, we're more
I did
formal
more than the Nile.
We're more formal than that around here. We're about longer labels. All right, Mr. Boy.
Body Heat.
Oh, oh, all the way back to the beginning, you guys.
Horny Badger over here.
Yep.
Horny Badger.
You know what he reminds me of, what Dave reminds me of when he's so good at these things? He's
Michael
like
Jordan.
No, he's like the man with two brains.
Steve was she Martin. In that? Was she in that?
And Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say Chinatown.
What? No. You're not doing that to the... Don't do that to yourself. You have more dignity and self-respect than that.
I don't... I can't think of another
one. Yeah, you got a lifeline. You can go
to... Oh, I do? How do I do that?
You can go to James once. James is like, get away from me.
James.
We already said the two.
What?
Okay. You're going to kick yourself when you hear some of these other ones that she's been in.
I'm not good at this. Give me another one.
Wait, what's
I only
happening?
Know one more.
Jewel of the Nile.
Jewel of the Nile.
Wait, that was your strategy? You're just going to hope Arden says things out of turn?
Yes.
And that's a pretty good strategy.
Or not pronounce her titles right.
Get it close.
I'm sorry, James. I don't know.
Well,
I feel
right.
like she's in that Big Time and Little China. There's something with China in the title on the tip of my tongue. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, you're just helping everybody else. Of course, Gianni's going to give us another Centennial.
Yeah, the perfect date.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect date.
Arden?
Peggy Sue got married.
Yes, she did.
That was going to be my next one. Now I'm not sure if I know the title correctly on this one.
Oh, you can do it.
Serial Mom?
Yes.
Nice.
I know mine don't sound like real movies, but these really don't sound like real movies. Body Heat and Serial Mom?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Johnny. You better slow down.
Johnny.
Don't say Body Heat doesn't sound like a real movie.
Every
Abraham Lincoln was a president. Give me a break, Abraham.
No,
Johnny. Every man and possibly a large number of the women in this room over 50 have masturbated to that movie.
That's what I was gonna say. Body Heat sounds like those softcore Cinemax things that you used to watch at like 4 a.m. No one else watches.
Covering
those.
Your ears over that.
Oh, here's another good one to jerk off to: Marley and Me.
You gotta time it for when the dog
when
dies.
When she comes in, when she's
that's
in there,
shot.
When Kathleen Turner's trying
shot.
To, she's trying to train Marley. Oh, that's some sexy shit right there.
I'm out.
You're out.
Fuck, I'm already out.
You got another Centennial?
Can I go to my lifeline?
He thought he had four of those.
I know. I thought I did, but I don't.
Does your lifeline know shit about?
He's gonna know this. It's a Netflix movie. It came out.
You picked this.
I know. He was.
You don't get to describe
you
it to him.
You just knew two movies.
He needs to just needs know it.
Let me be the lifeline. What's the Netflix?
Or he could throw out a Turner too, a Kathleen Turner or you a Centennial. Just,
you.
Dumb and Dumber.
She in that?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I checked that
what's
out.
What's the Netflix movie?
I don't believe she's in it.
Oh, my
there.
God.
Do you want to know? I'm going to tell you the premise.
Johnny, you could just lie. We won't know.
Yeah.
It was right there for the twins. Taking. All he had to say was...
I believe
know.
He was the star of Monkeys Know Better.
Yeah. Wasn't he in Two Cows in Brooklyn?
He was also in Monkeys Know Better, too.
Yeah.
Monkey.
Not as well received,
Monkey
but also...
All right. What's happening, Arden?
I think this was Kathleen Turner.
Okay.
War of the Roses.
Yes.
Fuck you. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, you were. Dave?
I'm blanking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
blanking.
God.
Yeah, I thought I'd...
Did you think you had a couple
I know
more?
I've seen a lot more Kathleen Turner movies.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But I
got a good one that's about to plop out of my mouth.
You don't do your hand like that. Don't you even plop out of my mouth.
Is Romancing the Stone the one where she was a mystery writer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think right. so, yeah.
Then, all right, then, so I saw
then
that one.
Jew of the Nile.
Jew of the Nile. Yeah, they were in tandem.
How long do I get to bluff before just saying I can't?
10 think? More seconds.
All right. Serial Mom, she wasn't, no, she wasn't in that one.
Blue Velvet.
I can't think of any more.
Oh my,
you know
lifeline?
What? Oh yeah, you still have your lifeline, right? Oh. You haven't gone to your lifeline
All right,
yet.
Let's go to my lifeline, Chris.
I'm
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
That was going to plop out of my mouth. But I'm going to have to go with... Oh, man. I might be stumped. There's a few more out there for sure.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, Matt. Right? We're missing some, right?
There's one that's really famous.
Good ones, yeah. We're missing some really good ones.
Yeah, there's one that she's a star of. But like the star.
Right.
Yeah.
What is,
can I just show what she looks like?
No.
What she looks like?
She has lips.
Oh,
her
anyway,
body is
Arden,
filled
do you have any more?
Was she in Legal Eagles?
No.
That was Deborah Winger.
And Daryl Hannah.
Lifeline.
Wait, did she never go on yet to Kevin?
No.
Oh, Kevin, let's hear it.
I'm always out in the first round.
Let's
this
do
is
it,
thrilling.
Kevin.
V.I. Warshawski.
That's what I was thinking
Holy
of.
Shit.
Guess what? Right. She was also in
Dumb and Dumber 2. Why are you?
That was said.
No, it wasn't.
Did I win?
No, it wasn't.
Did I win?
No, you haven't.
I've never even not
what
lost.
What is happening? Put your phone away,
Dave
Matt.
Dave said Dumb and Dumber. No, didn't you say Dumb
and Dumber? No, somebody else said Dumb and Dumber.
They just said Dumb and Dumber.
Was it Matt's lifeline?
That was my lifeline,
and
right?
Didn't you she just
was,
say yeah. Dumb and Dumber 2?
She was in the sequel.
But that's what you said, right?
Dumb and Dumber-er. Dumb and Dumber-er. It wasn't two. It was er.
Well, it depends on which sequel you're referring to.
Which one was she in?
The one that didn't have the two dumb guys in it, or the one that did have the two dumb guys in it? And they both have they have different titles, and I guess what Matt was telling us is she's in one of them.
Do I have to guess?
Whose turn is it?
No. I just got one. It's your turn. I just got one.
I said I'm out. Then Matt started just reading shit off of his phone.
I think I'm out, too. I'm out.
Like we're not still playing the game.
Did I win?
Maybe. I mean, Dave's still in, isn't he?
He said he's out.
I think I'm out.
But you got your lifeline just got the answer right. You have the last correct answer.
All
right.
Was she in the two Jakes?
Didn't he already use it, lifeline?
Fuck you.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's the last person to have given a correct answer is Dave in his lifeline.
Really?
Yeah. No, I did. My lifeline.
Then it comes around to you, and now it's back to you, and if you can name
No, he did it before me. His was before me. It was to you, and then to me.
Arden's our winner!
I'm so happy! I didn't stand a chance! Thank you!
She's in Dumb and Dumber 2, Matt? Is that what you learned?
T.O.
Which is the Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels one. Right.
Pritzy's Honor?
Pritzy's Honor.
Oh, that is a big one.
That's a big one. Forget about her
because Angelica Houston was made huge off of that one.
And then she did The Graduate on Broadway.
That's true.
I wish you would have said that so that I could say no to that.
I know. That's why I didn't say it. I know.
I'm a rule follower.
I'm a rule follower.
Where is Kevin? Come get your prizes, Kevin!
Kevin! Kevin, what a journey we've been on. Oh, you got my mask face. You got the mask face.
Yeah.
Have fun at ladies'
Congratulations,
night.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Let's talk about Kevin.
Be careful with that drone.
Oh, that's another one, yeah. Next time you could do it, let's talk about
Dave
Kevin.
Yeah, Dave still has a video signed up to it.
Don't be holding in one hand and hit the throttle with the other hand. That's one of the little tip.
True story.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some plugs. Matt Besser.
Hey, Del Close Marathon this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's June 28th, 29th, 30th. Doug's show, Doug Close Movies, is going to be on the 30th. I'm plugging the Inner Sanctum. All the podcasts are there. Improv for Humans. Going to be there 6 o'clock on Saturday. Just go to DelCloseMarathon.com. Check out all the shows. They're all sold out in the prime times, but go to the afternoon shows, the late night bit shows. It's going to be lots of fun.
Bit shows?
Bit shows. The shows that are just fucking conceptual... Shows like Pie Babies, where they dress up in diapers and throw pies at each other and improvise. You won't see that on a regular night here.
Mm-hmm. Only on bit night.
Yeah, only on the bit night shows. All bits shows are like 20 minutes long. It's awesome.
I love it.
Gianni.
Yes, everyone go.
Paolo.
I think Ma will be in theaters for another week or two. So
yeah, get out and see Ma. I'm going to go see Ma. It.
And then season 6 of Power comes out August 25th, so it's on Stars.
Very cool, dude. Thank you so much for subjecting yourself to this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I kind of love getting shitted on, you know?
Yeah. You're a joy.
It's fun.
Yeah, you know, a publicist reached out to me. Hey, I got some fresh meat for you. And I was like, let's do it. And thank you.
Thank you. What happened last week? I was supposed to be here last week, and then it became...
I wrote it down wrong, so I introduced you, and then there was just an empty chair the whole show.
Wow, and, awkward.
But the chair knew more about the Beatles than you.
Fuck, that was good.
We still had a good time, though, and you should go back and listen to it to hear yourself not here. And Arden Marine, what's going on? Insatiable 2, when's that coming out on the Netflix?
Sometime this fall. They don't know when yet. Sometime before the end of 2019. And then I have a podcast. If you like garbage television, I have a podcast about The Bachelor. It's a seasonal podcast. It's called Will You Accept This Rose? And it's up. It'll be up tomorrow. It's up every Wednesday during the season.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dave Foley.
I also have a federally mandated podcast entitled Don't Say Paul and Dave. You can listen to that. I think this week our guest is Jolie Fisher. Ooh. Is on the show this week. I don't know when this airs, so maybe that'll be last week. Last week, Jolie Fisher was on the show.
Lance Bass is on mine. Who signed your face? That's right. I don't know.
Yeah. Your and
my face.
You can't even, you can't even score in the conversational part. You can't get the correct answer.
And everyone go see Sky High, because it's a great movie. Please see it.
It really
go see it. Go out to the theaters.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
They show it.
They're bringing it back for a 25th anniversary.
Ask for it by name. Not enough theaters take requests.
What was your favorite candy?
The Snickers bar.
Yeah. Classic. Okay. So tasty.
Yeah, thank you,
Chris. What do you like them with? Sorry, almonds?
Do you like an almond?
Almonds?
Did you have your almond?
Yeah, I actually like it with owl.
That's my guess, everybody. Dave Foley, Arden Marie, Gianni Piero.
Thank you.
Matt Besser. We're back here in a couple weeks. July 9th, I think. As always, positive energy!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.